But he has a season in his belt. He's more experienced now. I think he understands the concept of his team. You know, just don't turn the ball over, play smart football, and rely on your defense. So, you know, with a season in your belt, I think you grow and you mature and you understand the offense more. I think right now he's playing great football. He knows what his job is, and he's going to stay within that job.
It would seem, at least on paper, that Terry, 14 years of NFL experience, Flacco with not even one full, that it would be advantage Titans at the quarterback position. Fair to say?
I think it's fair to say, but, you know, they got great receivers, and we got great receivers. It's going to be a great game, just the fact that all around, you know, we're the best of the best, you know, playing right now, and, you know, anything can go, any mistake right, can change the football game around. So we all got to be kicking on all cylinders, and we, you know, got to play mistake-free. It's impossible, but we just got to go out there and get all we got.
You see anything with Flacco that tells you that, hey, I can pick this guy Saturday?
Really, it's not necessarily just, you know, keying a quarterback. It's really just, you know, watching film, you know, seeing anything that can give you a key or give you an opportunity to know what's coming, you know, a route or a concept and things like that. So just watching film, there's little things here and there that I think if the opportunity does, you know, present itself, that I may be able to make a play. But, you know, I don't want to do too much. I want to go out there and help this team do the best that I can.
You don't want to get beat.
Oh, no, no. I don't want to get beat. You don't want to do anything that causes, you know, put your team in jeopardy.
Does that maybe make you be less of a risk taker because you know the points at a premium? One mistake on defense can be the difference.
No, not necessarily. You know, you just got to, if you see it, you know, go. I mean, if you saw some more film and you practice all week, you know, if you see it, you know, just go make the play. But it doesn't make you sit back. It just makes you just, you know, don't try to play out of your game. Let the game come to you. Don't try to go to the game. So you just got to play smart football.
Michael, any chance the team could be too fired up come Saturday? If so, how do you curtail that?
I don't want to say too fired up. I think the good thing is, you know, we had a week rest, and probably 2 weeks rest, and I think right now we're fresh. We got fresh legs. You know, we got some key players back, Albert Haynesworth and Kyle Vanderbosch, and I think right now, you know, we're just ready to play. It's, you know, it's do or die, so we can't just go out there and say, you know, we have tomorrow. You know, tomorrow's not promised, so we just got to go out there and just play our hearts out.
Are you worried about Cortland getting a little bit too fired up, a little bit too competitive, penalties?
Oh, no. I mean, that was one-time thing. I think Cortland's grown. He's matured a lot. You know, he's playing great football right now. He's a Pro Bowl player, so I'm happy for him to be on my team, and I want him to continue to play, you know, with that attitude, because if not, then, you know, we probably won't be where we are today.
But is this the kind of game where a guy like you can, I know you're working on making a name for yourself, and that's a gradual thing, but a big game in a game like this, it's got a national TV audience where everybody's talking about Ed Reed. If Michael Griffin makes a big play, all of a sudden the conversation is different.
I mean, it's a team sport, you know. Team win ball games, not individual players. So, I mean, you know, Ed Reed does make a lot of plays, but if it wasn't for the other 10 players out there with him, you know, he wouldn't be able to make those plays that he does. And, I mean, I see an article where he does say he congratulates his teammates, and he'd rather, you know, win the Super Bowl than get any individual awards, any trophies. And he said, you know, if you want a trophy, you can go down the street and buy you a trophy and, you know, put whatever you want on the trophy. So, you know, I got to applaud him for that, and that's a smart guy, and, you know, that's one of the reasons why I looked up to him when I was a younger guy. So I'm really, you know, I took that in the heart and just realized, you know, what's best for this team is, you know, let's play all together as a team, all 11 players, and let's try to win this ball game.
But not necessarily you, but the guy who makes the big play in this game.
I mean,
it's a nice thing to have the rest.
I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good feeling. But, you know, the best feeling is to come out this weekend with a win, you know, play next week. So, you know, I want to stay, you know, team oriented and not play out of my bounds, but play within the team bounds.
You've been on the field with Ocho Cinco. Where does Mason rank in terms of chatterbox, annoying kind of guy to go against?
I mean, you know, you look right down the hall, you know, Mason's up on our wall, you know, and that's the one thing he said last game we played him in. You know, you just got to give him credit. You know, he's out there with a hurt shoulder, and he's still making plays in and out, and he's been doing it for many years. So I can't do nothing but, you know, say he's a great football player. Maxwell Ocho Cinco, he's up there. I mean, he's been doing it for more years than Ocho Cinco's been doing. So, you know, you got to give Derek Mason his credit.
What's the quote?
Quote, he said, he told Court one time, you know, go look in that little hallway, and you're going to see my picture up there. So you see what I've done for years in and out. This is only your second year. I've been doing this for many years. So, hey, you got to give them credit. You know, these guys have been doing it for many years. Their whole defense has. So we're younger guys, but hopefully, you know, we can make a name for ourselves later on in the future.